In today's Mishnah, we'll learn the 5th and 6th Mishnah from the 10th Perek Masechta Taharot, and we continue learning about eating grapes. Then we discussed in yesterday's Mishnah that it makes a difference whether the grapes were harvested for consumption or whether it was harvested to go to the gut, to the press, to make wine. And we said that if it was harvested to be taken to the press, then it's automatically susceptible to Tumah by way of the Gzeirah. So Mishnah says now, what if someone's ochel, he's eating some grapes, min hasal, from the basket, or min hamashteach shel adama, or from the place where it is, we said there's spread out on the ground. And we said that in those cases, the grapes are clearly being collected for consumption purposes. So they're not susceptible to Tumah. Similarly, any of the liquids that come out of it is just simply going to run away. And therefore, these grapes are not susceptible to Tumah. It says, Afal pi shemuvu ka'ot u'menatfot legat. Despite the fact when he's eating them, they seem to be dripping with the juice, or running into the gut, the press itself, we say hare hagat tahora, meaning the gut itself stays tahor because any juices that's come out is not even considered a mashke, it's not considered a juice, and therefore the fact that he's eating these grapes with yadayim tmeot, tame hands, which is a critical point I neglected to mention, it doesn't make the actual juice that's coming out, and doesn't make it tame because it's not defined as a mashke, it's not defined as a consumable liquid. However, min ha'avat or min ha'mashteach shel alim. Now, we were describing yesterday's Mishnah that avat is a special kli, which is the vessel which is they collect to grapes for pressing. So any liquids would actually be that say came out of these grapes would remain in the kli. Similarly, umin ha'mashteach shel alim, if they're spread out on the ground on top of leaves. And in those cases, in the situation we said, clearly these grapes are now being collected for pressing, because that was the manner in which they would do so. They did place in the avat on its mashteach shalalim. So therefore, they're automatically susceptible to tumah. And any liquids that come out is going to be considered mashke because the owner wants these liquids to collect. And it says in that situation, if he eats from those grapes, v'nafal gargir echiyachidi, and one grape falls into the gut, im yesh lo chotam, if the stem is still inside the grape, so it's, if you like, closed in that way, then we say the gut itself is tahor. Why? That is because the mashke that is inside the grape, the person didn't have access to touch. We'll deal with this issue later of how we can make the grape tameh, but if his hands are shein l'tumah, the grape wouldn't become, would at best if it was a truma, would become a shlishi. But in any event, in order for the gut to become tameh, the liquid inside had to become tameh. So it's only if, in this case, we say im len lo ala lo chotam, if it doesn't have a stem inside, and he touched the place, so he's actually in contact with the liquid inside the grape, only then the liquids inside of the grape would become a rishon l'tumah, and then if that grape fell into the press, it would make the whole press tameh. So again, because if it's sealed and he doesn't have a chance to touch and he's not able to touch the liquid inside the grape, it wouldn't make the press tahor. However, the Mishnah continues, Nafal mimenu anavim. What happens if a whole bunch of grapes falls? Uderachan, and then he pressed them b'makom hamufne, in an open place. What it means is bakom panui begat, in an open place within the gut itself in the press. And there's no wine there and there's no other grapes there. Mishnah says, if it's kebetza mechuvam, if it's a full kebetza's worth of grapes, but just exactly kebetza, then it's tahor. Why? Because the moment you press the grapes and some juice comes out, it'll be less than a kebetza. And we've explained a number of times already, in order for food to pass on tumah, it has to be the size of a kebetza, but by the time liquid comes out, it's smaller than that. If it's your termic kebetza, if it's more than a kebetza, then what will happen? The grapes will make the first little bit of liquid that comes out tameh, and therefore the whole gut will be tameh. As Mishnah says, your termic kebetza tameh, the whole press would be tameh. Shekevin shiatza tipa rishona nitmat kebetza. Now the issue the Kati addresses in the continuation is as follows. With this cluster of grapes, if his hands are shein l'tuma, at best, as we said, it will make a shlishi l'tuma. And a shlishi l'tuma can't make liquids tameh. So it's very difficult to understand the end of the Mishnah that if it's more than a kebetza mechuvan, then that cluster of grapes, as you're pressing it out, will make the liquids tameh, because a shlishi won't make the liquids a rishon. So how do we understand this case? The Kati goes into a lot of detail trying to find out exactly what the case is. However, the Rambam here, it actually says that these grapes, just for one simple way of trying to understand this Mishnah, the grapes themselves didn't become tameh from someone's tameh hands, but by an individual that was tameh. So an individual who is tameh touched the grapes and made them either a shein l'tumah, or if they were someone who's tumah semi gufo, they would make a rishon l'tumah, and that's how it would make the liquid that it came in contact with. That would make it rishon l'tumah. So even if it's a shein l'tumah grape, so he was rishon l'tumah because he touched something that was tameh. He touched the grapes are shein l'tumah. Some liquid comes out, that liquid becomes a rishon l'tumah, and that would make the gat tameh. That's one way of understanding this case in the end of the Mishnah. Let's now learn Mishnah Vav. Mishaya omed umedaber al sfat abor. What if someone who is tameh is an ama aretz and is standing and speaking by the edge of the bor, of the like the port, the place where the wine collects in the press. And he's talking and he spits as he's talking. And his spittle is a source of tumah. So we say safek igia labor, safek lo higigia. We don't know if the spit reached the stall there where the wine collects. Mishnah says, so safek igia labor, safek lo higigia. In that case, we say sfeiko tahor. In such a case of doubt, we say it's tahor. Now this is despite the fact we say that normally safek tuma bereshut ha yachid would be tahor, would be tameh. We rule stringently regarding doubts regarding tuma and tara in the private domain. Nonetheless, this is the second explanation Kati brings according to the Eliyahu Rabbah. In this case, since the tuma is ein lo makom, if you remember, we explained this previously. It doesn't have a fixed place, meaning the tuma itself is in transit. When it's tuma nizreket, if it's in transit, in that case, if you recall, we said that even in the Rishut Yachid, such a doubt would be tahor. For the sake of completeness, Kati also cites the Rash and the Rambam. They actually said that even if it reached the bor, maybe it didn't actually go inside it, maybe it stayed on the rim. So there's further doubts you can add into the picture. But those are two explanations, and those are Mishnah today.